Welcome to episode 1076 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What follows is a section of an episode of Your Story Hour, a dramatization of Genesis 3, verses 1 to 7.
You are beautiful.
Everything God created is beautiful. The grass, trees, this garden, everything.
God created it all for me. I mean, for us. It is our home. Everything here is for our special benefit and delight, for our happiness.
And I'm sure we'll be happy here, Adam. Oh, look, Adam.
Hmm?
This beautiful thing, what is it?
That, Eve, is a flower, a rose. Would you like to pick it?
May I?
Of course. God created all the flowers for us, for our pleasure. Pick all you wish. They'll never wither or die.
Wither? Die? What do those words mean, Adam?
Well, I don't quite understand myself, Eve. God told me that things would wither and die only if we sinned against God.
Sin? And what is that?
Sin is merely another word for disobedience to God's wishes, His laws.
Why would anyone want to disobey God?
I'm sure I don't know.
God is our creator. He certainly knows what's best for us. Why, to disobey Him would be folly.
Yes, Eve.
There's certainly no question but that we will obey Him, is there?
We will obey God, always.
Well, Adam, I have a strange feeling in my stomach.
You're probably hungry.
Hungry?
Yes, you need to eat.
Oh.
I'll pick some fruit for you.
I would like some of that fruit, Adam.
No, Eve.
Oh, please, Adam. It looks so delicious.
It probably is, but we can't eat it.
Why not?
It is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God has forbidden us to eat of it.
Oh, then we'll not eat of it. God knows best, and, well, if He told us not to eat it, we won't.
You make me very happy, Eve.
I'm happy too, Adam.
And so began life for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. One day, while Adam was pruning some vines, Eve, contrary to God's warning, wandered away from Adam's side. Before she realized it, she was in the very center of the garden, looking up at the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Oh, what beautiful, delicious-looking fruit. I wonder why God forbade us to eat it. Oh, well, God knows best, and if He said
Excuse me, did God forbid you to eat this fruit?
Yes, who's speaking to me?
A friend.
I don't see anyone. Where are you?
Up here, high up in the tree.
Why, I still don't see anyone.
Don't you see a serpent?
Yes, but, well... Serpents can't talk.
Ah, but you're mistaken, Eve. I'm a serpent, and I'm talking. Oh, but Eve, tell me, did God really forbid you to eat the fruit of this tree?
Yes.
Oh, why?
If we eat that fruit, we'll die.
God told you that?
Yes. Well, God did tell us that.
Oh, my dear Eve, you're beautiful, but you're not very wise. Do you want to know the real reason God doesn't want you to eat this fruit?
Well, He doesn't want us to die.
Oh.
Well, then why did God tell us not to eat?
Because He doesn't want you to be as wise as He is.
Oh, now what's that got to do with it?
If you eat this fruit, Eve, you will become as wise as God Himself.
I don't believe you.
Oh, I speak the truth. I can prove it.
Oh.
Well, look at me. I'm a serpent. And yet you're amazed that I can talk. Do you know why I can talk?
No.
Because, Eve, I ate this fruit.
You ate this fruit?
And if it will do all this for me, Eve, a serpent, why, think of what it will do for you, a human being.
God said if we even touch the fruit, we'll die.
Oh, nonsense, Eve. You won't die. You'll become wise as God Himself.
I don't believe you.
I speak the truth, Eve. Here. Here, take some of the fruit. See? You're touching it now. And you're not dead.
I'm not, am I?
Now eat some. Eat just a little bit, and you won't die either. Go on. Eat some.
Well, a little bite won't hurt, will it?
Of course not.
All right, then. Just a tiny bite.
That's the spirit, Eve. That's the way. Does it taste good, Eve?
Yes, it tastes very good.
See, I told you it would. Now go on. Eat another bite. A bigger one this time. And that's it. Now eat all of it. Eat it all.
Yes, I will. Oh, this is good fruit.
And why don't you take some to Adam and get him to eat it too?
I will. Yes, I will. We'll both become gods.
Now, see there, Eve. See how wise you are already? And free, like God himself. Now on, Eve, don't let anyone, not even God, tell you what to do or what not to do. Eat what you want to eat and do what you want to do. You're wise now, and you can rule your own life.
Oh, Serpent, I'm so happy. I'm going to take some of this fruit to Adam.
Good.
But please don't leave.
I won't.
I want Adam to come back and meet you.
Oh, don't worry, Eve. Adam will meet me many a time.
Yes,
Adam.
Eve, I was wondering where... Why, Eve, what's the matter? You look excited, almost frightened.
I am excited, Adam. I just had the most thrilling experience. I talked to a serpent.
You what?
I talked to a serpent, a snake.
A rather one-sided conversation, I'd say.
Oh, no, the serpent talked, too.
The serpent carried on a conversation?
Isn't it wonderful, Adam?
Eve, what have you done? Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I was standing there under the tree of the knowledge of good and evil when all
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve, what have you done?
Talked to a serpent. He was up in the tree,
Eve,
and I...
Eve, he must be the enemy God warned us about.
He's our friend, Adam. He said so.
Eve, did you eat the forbidden fruit? Eve.
What?
Did you eat the forbidden fruit?
Yes. Yes, I did.
No. No, Eve, you didn't. You couldn't.
I did. And I'm not dead either. I'm not going to die. The serpent said I wouldn't.
He is the enemy God warned us about.
Nonsense. Here, Adam, I brought some of the fruit for you. Eat it, and together we'll become gods.
No, Eve, I can't eat it. We'd die. We'd both die.
I've already eaten it, haven't I? And I'm not dead. Oh, please, Adam.
No.
If you love me... You'll eat it.
I do love you, Eve. I love you very much, but I cannot disobey God.
You love God more than you do me.
Oh, Eve, don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous? You don't love me or you wouldn't talk to me like that, Adam.
Eve. Oh, all right. Give me the fruit. I'll eat it. Together we'll die.
Together we'll become gods, Adam.
Together we will die. It tastes good. It's very good.
I told you.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this fruit will make us like gods.
Oh, Adam, isn't it wonderful? Oh,
yes. Yes, Eve. No. No, it can't be true. Oh, Eve, we have sinned. And God will punish us.
Don't be absurd,
Eve,
Adam.
Eve, God's presence has already left us. Feel the air. It's becoming chilly. Cold.
Oh, Adam. Adam, I'm afraid. Look, even the robe of light has left us. Oh, Adam, what do we do?
I don't know, Eve. You should have thought about that before you ate the fruit.
Are you blaming me for this?
I'm blaming no one.
It's your fault you let me go near that tree.
I let you go?
Yes.
You sneaked away when I wasn't looking.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
You did, and furthermore, if you had any sense, you wouldn't have been fooled by a serpent.
So now I don't have any sense.
That's right.
Don't you dare yell at me, Adam.
Who's yelling?
You are.
I am not.
And you're mean to me.
I am mean to you.
I wish I were dead.
Dead? Well, I... See what sin has already done to us. We're quarreling and fighting.
Yes, you are quarreling, aren't you?
It's the serpent, Adam.
Yes, it's I, Eve.
Get out. You have no right in this garden.
I have every right, Adam. I'm the prince of this world, and I intend
to... I am the prince of this world.
Oh, you were, Adam, you were. But when you yielded to me by eating the forbidden fruit, you yielded to my superiority. You lost dominion of this earth. I took over. Now you will do as I say.
Leave this garden at once. You are God's enemy, our enemy.
Enemy of God? Yes. You see, God and I had a war in heaven once, Adam. He won that war, but I'll win the next one. The one here on earth. The one that started when you ate the fruit. And someday I shall rule from God's throne. Master of the universe. Yes, I'm God's enemy.
This was only the beginning of problems for Adam and Eve. To be continued.